Real recognize real. And let me tell you something. We're getting ready to go into a dispensation where we're going to see what you made of. We're going to get ready to go under some whole new laws. Okay? Giving thanks and giving honor to Allah. He's my God. Okay? I can boldly proclaim that He is the God of Israel and none else. That is in Joel 2:27. Now, real recognize real out here, okay? I'm not finna allow my reputation to be stained in any type of way. The problem with us all is we don't understand what justice is. And Al-Mahdi, according to the Hadith, is a man of justice. That means I'm not tolerating bullshit. If something is not right, my blood is boiling. And I can spot a bitch nigga from a mile away. Okay, and if you got bitch in your blood, you got bitch in your DNA, I'm going to expose you, okay? Tupac was one of them niggas. He probably was like the last nigga I know that was like me. Okay, we're going to tell you straight from the hip how we feel about you. Straight up. No bullshit. Tupac was a picture of me. Okay? The person that can tell you if you're going to hell or not. Okay? Al-Mahdi is in the building. I come in the person of Allah. That's why Tupac was talking about send me to hell. Because I ain't begging for my life. That was the voice of Al-Mahdi. This is the owner of hell. This is the man that if you was to make your bed in hell, he'd be there. Okay? This is the Father. Before he ever was Al-Mahdi, he was the Father. We call him Elohim. Why do we call him Elohim? Who knows? Who knows? Where is Elohim first mentioned? Let's see if anybody knows. Nope. Genesis. Right in the beginning. God created man in his own image. Elohim is plural. It's not only plural, but it's two genders. Look it up. It's male and female. And it's the last two witnesses. That was our book. That's why we instructed Moses to tell you all to honor who? Angela. And honor Al-Mahdi, the father. Honor the father and the mother. But what happened? Jesus popped up and everybody went crazy. So what happened? Everybody started saying that Allah has a son. So then what happened? God sent down the mountains as it is written. It is a monstrosity to say that Allah has a son. At the very saying, the heavens will quake and the mountains. Who is the mountain? The criterion. The two rails. The stair steps. The toes. The dots from Indiana with the two razor marks. Like on Jay-Z on the Run Part 2 album. The two B's. Jay-Z, the A-Z, the head honcho, the head prophet, and Beyonce, Miss Queen B. That is Daquan and Angela Vera. That's the girl you seen. Me and her both walking together. And we was just walking like this. Walking like this. That was me and the last witness who was still a virgin. She's probably right now going on 23 in December. And this woman is still a virgin. Okay? No dick went in there. And if you look at her body, you can tell. A real man can tell when a woman is fucking. Even if she's fucking a toy. Okay? If she fingered herself real good, we know. Okay? There's something about what happens when insertion takes place on a woman's body. And that's the reason why back shots from the back give girls a big booty. And when a woman is having sex, especially doggy style, you can tell it's a little puffed. Okay? I'm in the building with the truth. And what I want to tell you is we're getting ready to enter a dispensation of we're not getting ready to tolerate bullshit. Okay? The real reason why I snapped on Facebook about my children, Nasha, Tia, Perry, and Tyrone, is because when I came to visit Fort Wayne to pick up my own children, whom is mine, my kids, okay? They gave me smoke. And the brother, Perry, which is LaShonda, my ex-wife's brother, came out and he only tried to act like he could fight me when there was a whole bunch of people that would hold him back. And the cop was there. So he acted like he wanted to fight me. Out of all the times I come there and pick up my kids, and people know I'm a great father, okay? Because you know what? I always picked up my kids, regardless what relationship I was in with a woman, okay? You can consider me whatever. But I consider myself a real father, okay? I believe I am the world's okayest dad, okay? And that dude never gave me no smoke. But when I came to pick up my kids, he gave me smoke. They don't like the fact that LaShonda is dead and they blame it all on me. Therefore, they try their best to keep me from my own children. Nasha Hiller is responsible for this. I ain't afraid about you or your daddy. Your daddy came in my house, okay? I ain't afraid about your daddy. I know he's got some military expert. I ain't worried about nothing. I'm his daddy, okay? I'm a rock compared to him. And I have nothing disrespectful for him because he ain't never said nothing disrespectful and I shook his hand. I allowed him to come and stay. Well, not necessarily stay. He maybe had to stay in town that night when he came and visited his own daughter. I was raising his own daughter and he never was in their life, her life. And I allowed that man to come and visit his own daughter. Okay? And actually shook his hand. I had a nice spot. I had it going on for a young man. I had a nice spot. I had a basement, had a studio. I had it going on, man. I was doing music and everything. And so, therefore, once me and LaShonda all split up, and then LaShonda ended up dying with another nigga, okay, which is a picture of me and Angela dying, the last two witnesses, but I ain't had nothing to do with that dude. And so they blame the death on me, and so they try to take it out on me by keeping me from my children. And if Tyrone and if Perry was real-ass niggas, when they seen Nasha, who is younger than them, and Shanika doing this bullshit, they should have been like, you know what? That nigga always was picking up his kids. Vonnie was outside. Shanika's daughter always wanted her daddy to pick her up. But the nigga never came through because she fucked with nobody ass niggas. She used to be pretty. Now she fat. Have no respect for her. Okay? I know where she going if she don't ask for repentance because she done some of the most dirtiest things to me in my life. Okay? All right? And that's real talk. I checked them niggas on my Facebook page as a grown man. And I have a dad. This bitch ass nigga by the name of Darnell Dickies never liked me. LaShonda told me he had a crush on her and always wanted him to be hers. And he one day he always called me up and tried to counsel me about some shit. About being with her, that I shouldn't be with her because he used to be with her. Bitch ass nigga. I never once checked him, and I'll tell you something. You got some people in your life that you allow to get away with stuff when you know you really could beat their ass. And they use that against you. They think you can't beat their ass. And so they think they can lord it over you. And that's exactly what he did. But he bumped against the wall because I would beat his ass. Even if I was a baby, I would beat his ass. He's a bitch. I can smell him from a mile away. He's a hoe. Okay? And he got in my business. All real niggas is minding their own business. Especially gangbangers. Okay? All real niggas is minding their business. He wasn't minding his business that day. So his ass got checked. My dad called me about it. I love my dad. And my dad is loving all my pictures still. And my dad called me Al Matty on Facebook. And that was something he didn't like. Because when he called me, he was like, oh, Al Matty, Al Matty. He's a bitch. He's a hoe. Then he gonna try to like my picture after I called him a bitch and told him I had no respect for him. He wanna like one of my pictures. He's a hoe. He didn't like none of my pictures. He just was jealous and sour because he's a fucking nobody. I'm the real fucking Darnell Dickey. He doesn't have a name. I'm the real Daquan that was a part of the Franks family, and I wasn't with the Franks family, but I would die for the Franks family. He's supposed to be a Franks because my dad that raised me, his twin brother is his son. He's supposed to be a real Franks. My dad and his dad is twin brothers. He's supposed to be a real Franks, and he's trying to stand for the Lamberts. He's a bitch-ass nigga. And I called, when I called my dad after I got off my second job today, I told my dad, I said, he's a bitch-ass nigga. No real niggas is out there in nobody else's business. He's a bitch-ass nigga, and my dad agreed. He's a bitch-ass nigga. I have no respect for him. Ain't nobody mad at me about that, okay? He's a fucking coward. I have no respect for him, okay? When I see him, I'm sending niggas his way, okay? I don't give a fuck, okay? I don't give a fuck what nobody say. I'm a man that keep my word. I'm a man that actually keeps my word. I'm a man that doesn't fucking lie. I'm the prophet of no lie. When I talk to all my females, when I text them, I tell them the truth on every motherfucking thing. They fucking shocked. They're like, damn, he sends pictures and proof of every fucking thing. They know that Daquan is going to take care of them. Okay? I keep my word. That's something that bitch ass nigga ain't about. He's a hoe. I started my second job today and I got introduced to another job. And today I worked as a carpenter. According to the Bible, Jesus' daddy is a carpenter. My God, Allah is allowing me to work as a carpenter. And he told me that I was the fastest carpenter out of the two R's, Robert and Richard, that I both work with. He said, man, I'm faster than both of them on my first day. Working as a carpenter. That's exactly what I did today, carpentry. And guess who my boss name is, y'all? I'm not lying. His name is Al. He sounds like a mobster, but he's not. He's just a white man that's from Boston, but he sounds like Joe Pesci because that's my name. I'm really Al. Man, do you know how much stuff was going through me and I could not tell him none of that stuff? I didn't tell him I was Al Matty. I was just like, what? This guy name is Al. Okay, he's from Boston. That means he's the boss. Okay, and that's my second job. Okay, now it's a third job because I deliver mattresses on the side. And I work as a maintenance man. I am the real Joseph of Jesus, Agstaff Myers. I am the real Cassius Clay. I am the real ASAP Rocky. I am the real Al Matty. My boss name, his name is Al. What are the odds of me working with a guy by the name of Al after saying all this stuff that I'm Al Matty for 3 months? Going on, four. Preaching 34 is the end. And guess where I work at? Old Trails End. Trails End. Okay? Everything I preach is verified. I'm in the building. Assalamu alaikum. To all the real niggas. And real niggas don't tolerate bullshit. Stop letting people take over you. Stop letting people just run you. Stop being passive. Okay? Rise up! And stop letting people act like they your damn daddy. Okay? Them some fucking coward people, and I have an announcement. Everybody who's doing scams online on Facebook, TikTok, every last one of you people who are doing scams online, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you. You are getting the worstest punishment ever. Everyone who does scams, stealing money from people who work, those people are going to be tormented to the extreme.
So all those people doing those 4K one loads, 6K and all that, all these scams people doing with the gift cards, all these scams people doing with the cryptocurrency, all the scams people doing with the trust wallets, all that scamming shit, every last one of them, we're going to identify them and we're going to torment them fuckers to death as they work to a grave. That's what we're going to do to fucking scammers. Scammers are people I hate worse than fucking people who litter. Stealing people's money who fucking work and sit around being fat. Using a fake profile because you's a bitch. If you are a scam artist right now. If you're a scam artist right now, you a bitch. I said you a bitch. Now do something about it. Be brave enough to do something about it. You a bitch. Just take it. You a bitch. You're evil as fuck. I pray that the fires be turned up to the highest degrees for you fuckers who sit around and scam people out of their hard work money. You people are fucking bottom feeders. Assalamu alaikum.